Hoopball Podcast listeners. Are you a fantasy expert and want to write or podcast for Hoopball? Do you have aspirations of covering a team? Are you a master of sales and want to earn some cash on the phones? Well, we've got good news. Hoopball's recruiting. If you think you have what it takes, hit us up at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or by emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com. Again, that's at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com.
The following is a Hoopball presentation.
Ballers, welcome back to another special edition of Today in Sports Betting, Saturday edition. That's right, bonus content. Got a fun guest today. He's contributed with us before. I'm excited. There's a big event this weekend. We're so close to football. But first, before I introduce him, I'm Devin Ellington. On Twitter, you can follow me at DALE007. This is a Hoopball presentation, hoop-ball.com for fantasy and basic general basketball needs. We write up the layup line, best bets article there weekly. All sorts of great content from contributors all over. Then you can follow us at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter. That's where you find the mothership here. All the gaming content, then there's Hoopball tweets for all the basketball stuff. We're going to cover a little bit of some horse racing. And I say little bit very lightly, but there is a special thing going on this weekend. Also, we have the first Saturday of college football, and we couldn't do this show without our sponsor, and that's Manscaped. Lawnmower 3.0 just came out. Phenomenal product, 5 stars. If Ebert and Roper did razor reviews instead of movie reviews, they would give it 2 thumbs up, for sure. Lawnmower 3.0 is fully electric, all waterproof. You can take it in the shower, take it on the go, different guards switch out. It's smooth, seamless, and it mows your lawn. You got to get your lawn mowed. You've got to. They've got skincare products, they got man kits, they got travel bags, they got lotions and shave creams and butters and balms. Use HoopBall20 to get 20% off and free shipping, and they'll take care of you, hopefully just like we do. So, without being long-winded in the sponsor department, let's go ahead and introduce our guy, Ramblin' Russ. He's helping me out with this Saturday edition to talk some four-legged friend racing. Russ, buddy, how are you doing today?
Devin, it's great to be with you on a Saturday here in beautiful Churchill Downs is running the first Saturday in September for the first time in its illustrious 100, and I believe it's the 90th. I could be wrong. I'll get you the number before the show ends, but it's a lot of Kentucky Derbies. And I believe, Devin, as you'll learn in a minute, that we may have a big upset in the Derby. And if you're going to make money on this Derby, you're going to hope for upsets, because right now, Tis the Law, who's the favorite, the number 17 horse in an 18-horse field as of right now. I'm not sure if there's any scratches as of this morning, but Johnny Velasquez and Bob Baffert are entering this race. Bob Baffert was not in the last race, the Belmont Stakes, which was the first leg this year back in June. But Tis the Law was a top horse, one going away. That's why he's a 3-5 favorite. But if you want to make money in horse racing, you don't bet 3-5s and expect to make money. You got to go with the longer shots. Maybe put the 3-5 horse in your mix. I think Tis the Law should hit the board for sure. But you got to – we're looking at this authentic. The horse number is authentic. Number 18. On the horse racing card, authentic. Bob Baffert's the trainer. The jockey is Johnny Velasquez. This horse is a very, very strong horse. And the other horse I like to hit that's 5-1 right now is Honor AP. Mike Smith, known to be a good jockey in the Derby, Remember, he was on, I forgot the name of the horse. He was on a 40-to-1 shot a few years back and won, ran a beautiful race on the
rail. Not familiar with horse racing, and I'm familiar with this jockey.
And he's bred for this. He's a good jockey with John Sheriff's training him. And then I think your fourth pick here could be another Baffert horse with Florent Garou aboard, and that is Thousand Words. So it's a great race. It doesn't go off till 7 o'clock, so those of you going to the beach today or relaxing by your pools, you hang out, you go put your bet in. This is a race that always pays good money, whether you have whatever you bet on. It'll pay pretty good with a big horse field of 18 horses. So I wish everyone luck later.
And that is Eastern Standard Time also.
That is Eastern, 7:01 Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time out of Churchill Downs.
Yes, sir.
Mile and a quarter.
There we go. Clearing business here. Now, Russ, you know, as a novice sports bettor myself, you know, I've seen my uncle and my dad do it. You know, Remington Park down here in Oklahoma City, you know, it was a real big park growing up. I remember going out to it a lot. But, you know, as an adult, I can honestly say I've never placed a bet on the Kentucky Derby. And shame on me, maybe. You know, that's astronomical as a sports bettor, as a degenerate. But now let me ask you that. We talked off camera, you know, about the high holes, quote unquote, you called them that, you know, your long shots of 16, 17, 18. And you talked about one of the horses that you liked in those long shot departments. Are you looking to put any of those high holes or those horses you think that are going to exceed expectations into maybe some boxes or trifectas, or have you looked into any of that at all?
Yeah, you know, one of the great things about betting a horse, so even if you like the 17, the favorite, 'tis the law, you know, you could hedge your bet and put the 17 on top with the 10, 16, 18, the three other horses I mentioned before. You could put those three underneath. So you go, you know, 17 with 10, 16, 18 with 10, 16, 18. So if you get the 17, that wins, and then you get two out of three to come in second and third, you hit the triple. But you may want to throw some long shots in there, some horses that have done very well at the track, at that particular track at Churchill Downs. You may want to go with a hot horse who hasn't lost in 2020. So looking at your form, you want to study your form, look it over, and see exactly, you know what, this horse does well, this horse doesn't do well. Those high, you know, the 14 and up, they're going out of a wider starting gate. And technically, they probably should be accounted for that in the odds, and they really are not. And, you know, it's hard. It's usually usually a horse between the 4 and 8 pole wins the race. And if you had to look at a horse like that, King Guillermo with Sammy Camacho, Juan Avila is the trainer, that might be a horse to look at. But it's just a great day. You may even just say, you know what, I'm going to play my best friend's birthday or my birthday. I'm going to play 218, for example. Or in your case, when are you born? What month are you born in, Devin?
Well, my birthday is actually Monday, so September
7th. Happy birthday. There you go. So 9-7.
Yeah.
So you box a 7-9 exacta box for $2 for $4. Take a shot, right?
Okay.
Well, like do a 9-all-7 and a 7-all-9. That'll cost you 50 cents. It'll cost you about $15. So you can it's the one place where you can have a little bit of money and 2 minutes later have a lot of money.
Yeah.
Bet a little bit and 2 minutes later, you know, the sport of kings will come through and it'll be a beautiful day at Churchill Downs. And it's good to see that they're doing these races, that they didn't just bag them because of the coronavirus or the China virus, that they're actually doing the races today. And it gives some people something to watch later on.
Right. Now let's talk a little bit more specifically about the track. You know, like golf courses, you know, greens play a certain way, a little faster or whatever. And, you know, I don't know if you're a meteorologist or have a weather forecast for Churchill Downs in front of you, but what can we expect as far as the track, the conditions? Is it going to be more clayey? Do you think that there might be some moisture in it? I mean, how's it normally run?
I was told it's going to be a fast track later on. It's on dirt. The Derby is on dirt.
Dirt, okay.
It always makes it a great race. It's
on
dirt. It's traditional. And it's going to be a fast race. You know, I'm looking at the charts now, and I see the 7 horse, Money Moves.
Money Moves, yeah.
Javier Castellano and Todd Pletcher.
Sure.
Those two right there are extremely talented in preparing for big races, especially Todd Pletcher. He's a very good trainer, an excellent trainer. I believe a future Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you look at that particular race, you know, that may be somebody who, you know, the seven may be somebody who really likes it. But the way I see the race coming out is the 16, the 18 that I talked about, and even the five, they're probably going to go out to the lead and then, you know, the early pace, but the 15 and then the 17, tis the law. That's where he makes his move around the half, sure, pole, half mile pole. He starts to make his move. And then the 16 and 17 come late. They have great speed late. So those are, you know, those are certainly some angles to the race. But, you know, if you look at speed at the distance, if you look at speed at the distance in the big race here, the one actually, Finnick, the Fierce, I understand, has scratched. So it's actually 17 horses. My bad on that.
Sure.
So Martin Garcia and Ray Hernandez, they're out. Finnick the Fierce has scratched the one horse. So
sure.
So it's a 17-field race. And, again, the speed, as far as the speed goes at the distance, the top horses, tis the law. But, you know, in a big race, in a big field, Manuel Franco hasn't run against, you know, 16 other horses in a long time. You know, the Belmont had, I think, 11 entries. This is double the amount of entries. A lot more crowded field. He doesn't run a good trip. I could see him getting caught up in a horse like the 16 AP, Honor AP out of AP Indy, or Authentic, the 18 Baffert's horse coming on to win. And then the 17 doesn't hit the board, and now you got really a bomb triple. Mm. You know, people have paid off their mortgages with some of these superfectas.
Oh, wow.
You know, high fives. You see some bombs away. So
sure.
Bombs, we mean high payouts.
You brought up Money Moves, which I'm glad you did, because I was actually scrolling through some of the matchups. I don't know if you ever look at any of the head-to-head matchups for the horses or the jockeys or anything, but Money Moves is minus, on my bookie. And, hey, this is a good segue here also. I'm going to get off on two separate tangents here, but I promise I'll wrap it all together. MyBookie.ag is our other partnering sponsor here on Hoopball Gaming and Today in Sports Betting. So I would be remiss if I didn't bring them up while mentioning using their sports book while looking over these Kentucky Derby odds. But use Hoopball as your promo code. Sign up on that initial deposit bonus. You're going to receive 100% match. Going to get $10 to put towards an MLB play, a ticket, whatever you want. And then you're going to have phenomenal customer service. You bet, you win, you get paid. That's what happens at MyBookie. I use them every day. And Ira does. I'm sure Russ uses them as well as all the other sports books that he compares books on. So, I mean, they're phenomenal. I love their service, and they've been good to us. So take that Hoopball promo code, get you a fat bonus. Put some of the money on the Kentucky Derby and some of the stuff that Russ is talking about. All right, now to wrap it back up, I was checking out Money Moves at minus 130 versus Storm the Court in a head-to-head matchup. Is that too much juice for you in that matchup there, Russ, or do you like that?
So Storm the Court,
they were plus 100 in that matchup.
Yeah, so the 7 should do better than the 4. You know, most of the time, right? Based on speed and, you know, and so on and so forth. And you know, but again, you know, that's a crapshoot only because you got to look at it, you know, both horses. Sometimes you got to look at the jockey. So the jockey on the 7 is Javier Castellano.
And the 7 versus, is Storm the Court in this, or
yeah, is no, the 7 moves? Is Money Moves.
Money Moves. Okay.
The Money Moves is the jockey is Javier Castellano, and on the 4 is Julian Laparole. And you know, when you look at a Pletcher versus the other, I if you're asking me what I would do on that matchup in particular, I would take the 7 and lay the 130. Absolutely.
And, you know, you were speaking highly of Money Moves, and so I was kind of looking at that, and that's, you know, that's probably where I'm going.
It is your play, buddy.
I am putting some money on it right
and
now.
And I'm going to give you an exacta for you for your audience.
Perfect. Go ahead and give it to me, and I'll lock it in right here live.
I'm
going to
give you an exacta box, the 10, the 5th, the 10, 16, 17, 18. It's chalk, but you're still not going to lose money. You might if the 17 wins the race, but if the 17 doesn't hit and you get two of the other horses to 1-2, you're going to probably – it's probably going to be a $40 exacta for a dollar. So you do a $5 exacta box. That's worth $200 on a $60 bet. So my bet for you is a $5 exacta box, 10, 16, 17, 18. 10, 16, 17, 18.
$5 10, exacta 16, box. 17, 18. Got
cost
it.
Cost $60. You get 2.5 times the $2 price, $5 exacta. You get 2.5 times.
Yeah.
So even if you get the two chalk 17, 16, it might pay $25. You might even make a few dollars, but you won't lose. So
sure.
That's my bet. That's my gift for you.
I appreciate it. And my birthday's coming up, so it works out. That's perfect.
You got to bet the 7, then. I think you brought it up. You got to take money moves, Devin.
Yeah.
Over that 4. I'll be following that in particular for you on Saturday night.
Well, we're making money moves over here, Russ. So, I mean, hey, maybe.
Sounds good to me, buddy.
Foreshadowing.
And while we make some money moves, why don't we go into the college football, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me tee up these few games. We got a nice little slate, nice little gift. Like I said, it's the first weekend of college football, and I'm excited for it, as our listeners know, based off of past enthusiasm for college football. So the first game that's going to be going on Saturday, bright and early at noon, central time here for me, so switch accordingly to your time zones. But we've got Eastern Kentucky taking on Marshall. Right now, Marshall's minus 24.5 favorites, and the over-under's at 52.5. The opening line was 23.5, so it looks like there's been a full point picked up there. For me here, I'm going to let Russ take this, kind of give some diagnostic on it, and then see what he's got to say. So, Russ, take it away, bud.
Well, that game is an interesting game. I think that the Thundering Herd of Marshall is definitely the better team, and that's why they're a big favorite in this ball game. And, you know, not to steal our friend Ira's thunder, but maybe we hope that the other team gets out to an early lead and then we can get some value on Marshall. And on the flip side, if Marshall comes out smoking right off the bat, maybe we take the dog plus a higher amount. We try to middle the game and try to play some of these games like that when you're dealing with higher spreads, like 24 points on a first Saturday. I would lean Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
I would make them part of a teaser bet, maybe move them 12 points down to minus 12.
Oh, okay.
Start out with for one part of your teaser.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could add a few other teasers as we move along here, because I think the minus 12 sounds a lot more appealing than plus 36.
Just a couple
Marshall's capable of putting Marshall's capable of putting 50 up on them versus, you know, 50 to nothing type of games. So
right.
Marshall's the play here. I think they win this game easily. The question is, do they cover that big number or not?
I will say what I'm seeing in some of the early market stuff, 92% of the bet percentage is on Eastern Kentucky, and then 78% of money percentage. So looks like, you know, market, and then it's got some sharp money in there as well. But I'm seeing 14% sharp money to Marshall minus 24.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Or not that, you know, Anyone can be a sharp, I guess. You say you're a sharp these days. Twitter sharps. I'm a sharp, guys. I'm a sharp. Anyways, moving on to the next game. I believe it's going to kick off right after that at 12:30. Got a service academy. Army taking on Middle Tennessee State. I like this game. I like this game here a lot. It opened +5.5 to the Raiders. It is now +3.5 to Middle Tennessee State. Over under 55. It has not moved. And Army's the favorite here.
There's an old expression, Devin.
Uh-huh.
The masses are the asses. I mean, in this particular case, all the money's coming in on MTSU.
Yeah, it is.
But I think Army wins that game. They're hard to prepare for if you don't play them every year.
They're
a tough running team. I like Army. I like plus they've had the COVID. They've probably dealt with it much better. They're more disciplined.
Sure.
So I always like the military academies week one. So yeah. I would go with Army.
Well, little known fact about your little co-host here. I served 3 years in the Army, so I do have a little tie, I guess, if you will.
Thank you for your service, sir.
But hey, no, thank you for the support. It was a fun experience is what I will say. Those guys, they, like you said, they prepare. So I'm looking for just a really nice, awesome football game here. I like both of these teams dating back a few years ago, just kind of the way they've progressed. You know, Army's put some guys out in the coaching carousel like Todd Monken. I'm just going to enjoy this as a college football fan. And I'm probably going to say that for a couple of games on this slate, just because it's the first full thick, you know, loaf of college football that we're getting on a Saturday. And it's just going to be so traditional and nice. And, you know, this is close to my heart because in Oklahoma growing up, we didn't have pro teams. So college is where it was. And it, you know, falls on my birthday most of the time, opening college football week. So it's just this wonderful time. So Russ, you're probably going to give a couple more picks out than I am. Under in this game.
Sounds like a plan on the under. I think I would go and looking at the slate, there's another game on Labor Day. At 8 o'clock on ESPN. So you may do a service academy parlay. Army minus 3.5 and Navy plus the 1.5 over Brigham Young. So that's my service academy parlay for all you folks out there who like the military, who cheer them on.
If we have active service members listening right now, you know, thank you for your service, or, you know, veterans also. Thank all of y'all. So, Service Academy parlay opening college football weekend. That's pretty cool there. But to move on to another Saturday game, I think you mentioned this one to me briefly offline. SMU and Texas State. We got a battle of a couple of Texas teams here. Texas State's playing host. They're also getting 22.5 points at home. Over under 69. Sorry, I had to do it. SMU's coming off a pretty good year, you know, but they lost a lot of that offensive talent. A lot of that firepower is gone. And, you know, it's looking like there could be 10 miles of wind. And, you know, Texas State doesn't have a phenomenal quarterback. And if I remember right, they try to run the ball a decent amount. So 69, I'm looking at maybe going under that. You know, that's my take.
I would take the dog and the under.
Just a little fun
play to watch the game. You go $50 parlay under.
Yeah.
And the home team. The reason why I say the home team in this spot particularly, I still don't see the motivation for SMU to go on the road, travel, and put a whooping on a team week one. Even though it's an in-state game, and you know there's not gonna be that many fans at these games, right?
A lot of the
teams. So there's no home field. There's nothing to get excited about. There's nothing to get jacked up about or anything.
Sure.
So you know. So.
Yeah, I hear you there. It is, you know, Texas State, for those of you who don't know, is located down in San Marcos, and also for those of you who don't know, Texas is a pretty big state. So. You know, Southern Methodist, you know, they're doing probably 4 hours of travel, at least 4 or 5 hours of travel. And then, you know, just to come off this, you know, game a little bit, move on to another game featuring a Texas team. and this was a game I mentioned to Russ offline, is Houston Baptist and the University of North Texas, the Mean Green playing host to the Huskies. North Texas is laying 27 points. I'm not sure how I feel about that big of a number. But one thing I'm probably looking at here is following the minimal steam of the over-under 67. It opened at 65.5, and, you know, it's all the way up to 67 now. I'm really taking a look at, you know, following that little bit of condensation, precipitation, that steam, whatever you want to call it, and just, you know, back, you know, the idea that some really exciting offense can happen with this North Texas team. And if you remember right, the last couple of years, they have been a potent offense and they have the same offensive system in play. So I'm looking for that to maybe be a factor here. Starting it off as a slight lean on my part. It's not a lock yet. Again, I'm looking to just enjoy this college football. And Russ, I was curious as to if you had an opinion on this Houston Baptist game or North Texas, or if you were good with moving on to some of the evening games.
Yeah, I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to move on.
All right, we will do so. We got a heavy favorite in Memphis, minus 19 points, hosting Arkansas State, the Red Wolves. It opened at 14.5. It swelled over under 74.5. Booming all the way up from 68.5. I already went ahead and took Memphis minus 19. I like how they play. They're deep. They're gritty. They run the ball real physically. They had two rushers run for over 1,000 yards. Granted, they lost Antonio Gibson, but the core of the team is still intact. Defensively, they wreak havoc. Probably looking at two or three turnovers in the first half by Memphis created.
Might be a good play for you the first half, Memphis, minus whatever, 10 or 11 points. I think Memphis rolls in their home opener.
74.5 is a lot of points. I'm going to – it could happen, but I'm going to stay away. I'm just not comfortable there. And then the game of the night, in my opinion. No, I'm kidding. I'm jumping the gun here. Wait, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. Stephen F. Austin and the UTEP Miners. Yeah, I said it. Game of the night. SF Austin, the Lumberjacks, are catching 8 points. UTEP, the 8-point favorite at home. Right off the bat, looking at that, both these teams are terrible, but Stephen F. Austin, I actually watched a couple of their games last year. +8, short travel. I like that. Over under 54.5. I'm taking the under for reasons of which I expressed to you earlier, Russ. You know, that wind's going to be blowing. These are terrible offenses. They're not returning a lot of guys. 13-mile-per-hour wind going east to southeast, so passing the ball is not going to be easy with these quarterbacks that don't have cannons. So bad teams, bad weather. Look at the dog getting the points and then the under.
I agree. I agree with that. Good analysis, Devin. My play of the day in college football is Army.
Army, I mean, I want to see how they start off. This is going to be a good test for them. MTSU struggled last year, but if you remember right, a couple of years before that, they won 9 or 10 games, I think. So maybe looking for a bounce back here, and this would be a good spot for the Raiders to get going and try to make a run for their conference title. So, well, I mean, that about covers that college football slate unless I missed a game. We cover them all, Russ? Perfect. All right.
Good to go.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and tie a bow on this one. We talked about your exactas, your Kentucky Derby plays, and then, of course, you know where to find us on Twitter. Russ Ramblin'. And, you know, I'm at DALE007. Money moves might be the theme of this weekend, hopefully.
I'd like to give your viewers, Devin, a little NFL treat in the AFC East. I don't know if you've covered it yet on your show. I don't believe you have.
No, absolutely we haven't. So let's
– I want to handicap the AFC East for your viewers. They could tell you for what it's worth, but I think I have a good grasp on this. The fourth-place team in that division is going to be the Jets. The first-place team in that division is not going to be the Patriots this year. It's going to be the Bills. And then you have two and three, which I think are interchangeable. The Patriots. If you recall, at the end of last year, the Dolphins actually went into Foxborough and beat the Patriots. I believe that was the last game of the year, and the Patriots needed that game to get a bye, and correct, they lost straight up to the Dolphins. Now they're coming back week one, Dolphins-Patriots, and that's one of my underdog picks of the week. Plus, I got them at 7. It opened at 7. I got them at Dolphins plus 7, and that's going to be my underdog lock of the week in the NFL for week one, especially without home fans there. You're basically playing in a ghost town in a lot of these stadiums. There's no home field advantage. Miami had a very good draft. They're on the upswing. The other team's not necessarily, you know, you still have the best coach in football on the other sideline. Will he cheat? He cheats when he's home. He has his record at home is so much better than his record on the road. If you look at that, his career. But I still think Miami plus the points is a good play week one. And I think Miami and the Patriots may come in tied at 8-8 in that division, let's just say, both teams. I mean, I think it's going to be very close second and third, but I think the Bills run away with it with 11-12 wins. The Jets have 3 or 4 wins in last, and those two teams will be sitting in the middle. So that's my AFC East handicap for you today.
Nice previews on the divisions here in the NFL, you know, between Josh yesterday and you today. I mean, this has been a treat for me because I've been so enveloped in MLB that I haven't been able to dig into some NFL futures. So this is helping me out. This is enriching the Kentucky Derby NFL futures. I'm learning just as much as our listeners.
Well, hopefully we'll get you some winners, you and your viewers, some winners.
Absolutely. And then, you know, just to talk about another division, we talked off camera on it, but the NFC West, not to be too long-winded on it, but the Seahawks are sitting there at plus 260 to win the division. Is that a trap?
Nah, don't fall for that. No. I think.
What about the Rams at plus 550?
The Rams might be better shot. Yeah. I like their odds better, but I think it's going to be Arizona's in that division, correct?
Yeah, they're plus 630 is what I saw.
So Arizona comes in fourth. San Francisco comes in first. And then, again, I think the Rams and Seattle Seahawks. Are mm-hmm. two and three or three sure. and two. Bottom line is this. The Rams should not be slept on. That's my one comment I'll make about the Rams this year. That coach is an excellent coach. He's always prepared. But I think the 49ers are the class of that division.
Yeah.
And they will win that division again. And who knows? They may go back to another Super Bowl. Depends on who else is good in the NFC. And I'll tell you, I'm not sold on the Saints. I'm really not. Breeze is getting old. I mean, I like the coach there, Peyton. But, you know, you look at the NFC, Green Bay won 13 games, lost their first playoff game. They maybe have something to prove. Big picture NFC, the NFC East, Dallas, everyone's high on him, but McCarthy's could wind up being a bust in his first year with an off-site COVID thing. He wasn't able to get his team ready as much as people think, and don't think they're a lock to win that NFC East. I don't know who did the preview there, but the team to watch out for, and I said this to Ira the other day, is the Giants. I know I'm a Giant fan.
Yeah.
I talk with my heart sometimes, but speak with my heart, but the Giants could be that second place team in the NFC East that sneaks into the playoffs, sure, believe it or not. So that's my NFC West, the San Francisco Niners. What are they at to win the division?
It's minus one
that's
and a quarter.
It, huh? That's a good bet.
Yeah,
that's,
I think so.
Money bet.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And I'm sure there's different values out there, you know, depending on who you use. But, I really like that Giants take, you know. And I'm thinking about locking in, like, Rams-Giants over their win totals maybe now. You know, I'm considering that if I get a decent enough number. I think the Giants win 8 or 9 games this year. It's as long as health goes and then the implementation of Judge's system works and is seamless. And, you know, the good young core and the talent around Daniel Jones is able to mesh.
Let's put it to you this way, Devin. Jason Garrett mm-hmm. to the Giants yeah. with Joe Judge as the head coach and Jason Garrett as the coordinator is a better match than it is in Dallas where McCarthy's the head coach. I don't even know who their coordinator is, so you'd have to refresh.
They got the Kellen Moore kids.
Oh, that guy. He's pretty good, but that's a new relationship for him. Jason Garrett is going to be probably the top assistant coach in the NFL this year.
And I'm real high on him as a coach. I always have been. I don't know if he was a great head coach, but he's a heck of a guy, a heck of a teacher. And I think the Giants are going to surprise a lot of people this year. I really do, including week one. As you know, I already made that pick. That's an underdog pick in the Giants plus the four at home. Yeah. And then you have Miami plus the six. So those are two of my top five I've given out now. And I got three more to go because I'm going to pick five pool where you pick five every week. And if you do, you can win a share of almost $6,000 in that week. It costs $350 to enter. I've already paid the entry fee. So for those of you who don't want to get beat up, you do get in pools like that where you can't get hurt. I know Ira's in a $1,000 one where he picks five games every week against the spread. Yeah. Those are the type of things that you do. You can win a lot. You lose a little when you take it out for 17 weeks. And you have fun with the NFL because the NFL is one of the hardest sports to handicap week in and week out.
It's tough. It beat me up last year, so I'm looking to recoup this year. Looking to maybe get into some contests myself. I've been enjoying the baseball, though. I've been making some really good, solid plays. I've been playing a lot of dogs, and I've been playing a lot of plus money plays and been getting lucky, but also I think some really good analysis put together. And, got to surround yourself by smart people, and I think I'm continuing to do that, and I keep putting more and more – smart sports bettors and profiles around me. So that's all it's about. Checks and balances and money moves, Russ, and money moves. But Bud, hey, we talked NFL futures and we got that Kentucky Derby covered. Let's go ahead and send the folks on their way so they can enjoy the weekend and so we can as well. I'm not sure if you got coronas waiting or not, but we'll see what the drink of choice is.
I did away with coronas.
Did you?
I don't like the premonition of that. I also did away with Chinese food. I hope don't hold it against me.
I enjoyed both of those this week. So hey,
well, enjoy your weekend. I'm gonna have a mint julep while I watch the.
Oh, I love that. Yes,
that is the drink as of a choice when you're watching that derby. As I watch the 18 horse and the 7 horse come in, or the 10 horse, or whatever you want to do. That 7 beat the 4. I like that bet, by the way. That 7 will beat the 4. I'll be watching that as a side action. So thank you so much for having me today, Devin.
Well, cheers to you, Russ, and cheers to our listeners. Cheers to the Derby. Cheers to college football's first weekend of 2020. COVID couldn't stop it, and it can't stop us. So at Hoopball Gaming, at DALE007, at Russ Ramblin' on Twitter. Thank you so much, guys. Listen again. Listen often. We love you. Bye-bye.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.